This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
12 minutes to 10 on Mitchell's Front Page. Joining me online is Mark Smith. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And you're here to talk to us about the Anglesey Power Station.
That's right.
Yeah. So could you just give us a rundown on the current situation there?
The current situation is, as you'd be aware, Alcoa has closed its Point Henry smelter at the beginning of this month. And the power plant and coal mine down here at Anglesey was built 50 years ago to supply power directly to the smelter. With the smelter closing, we now believe that there's no reason for this power station and coal mine to remain open down here. Alcoa has applied for a license to feed electricity directly to the grid from the power plant down here now that the smelter is closed. Given that, for those 50 years, the power plant down here has supported 600-700 jobs in at the smelter, we believe that there was a social licence for it to continue down here, but we don't believe that social licence now exists.
Right. So during the time of its operation and until today, it was providing power exclusively for Alcoa, and now they're trying to get a licence, I guess, to make a profit by providing power back to the grid, yeah?
Well, yes, they are. To an extent, they actually want that licence so that they can sell it. Alcoa are up and leaving. They've made that very clear. They're going to be out by the end of the year. So what they're trying to do is find a buyer for it, either nationally or internationally, to exploit the coal, most likely just for the coal, but potentially to produce power as well.
Right. So obviously you'd be more concerned if they produce power there because it's contributing to air pollution there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, look, it's hard to know which is the worst-case scenario. Yes, there are enormous emissions that come out of it. This is one of the dirtiest coal-fired power stations in Australia, particularly for SO2 sulphur dioxide levels. So it's worst-case scenario number one is that it continues to operate as a power plant. Worst-case scenario two is that at the moment there are only 300, well, only, there's still a footprint of 300 hectares of coal, of the actual mine pit, but the lease itself is actually 7,000 hectares. So one of the things that could happen is that, particularly if a foreign buyer bought this mine, that they would exploit the coal for export, most likely through the port of Geelong, and that they could increase the footprint of this mine 20 to 30 times what it is at the moment.
So they'd be pretty much destroying the landscape, is what you're saying?
Yeah, look, this is... you know where Anglesey is. This is the beginning of the Great Ocean Road. This is an iconic tourist attraction, and Anglesey is a tourist town. We're not a coal mining town.
No.
Everyone goes on Google Earth and has a look at the size of this mine already and the scar that it leaves on its landscape. If it is increased, it will cut into National Heritage Heathland as well, which is world recognised for its diversity. So it's a lose-lose situation, either one of those scenarios.
Yep. So obviously one of the scenarios, as you said, is that it becomes a power station as it's been.
That's right.
Would that just be providing surplus energy to the grid, or is there actually a need for more power generation?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Mitchell, because at the moment the national grid is saturated with power. And with the smelter closing, that smelter actually drew 6% of Victoria's total power usage. So another 6% will become available to the grid. The small amount, the 150 megawatts that this power station generates is simply not needed. And in fact, it's one of the reasons why I think Alcoa is finding it difficult to sell, because there's just not a need for the power that it could potentially generate.
Yeah, I guess it could be used, on the 1 or 2 days a year where, everyone turns on their air conditioners because it's over 40 degrees, but you're saying that for the rest of the year it would be just generating surplus power and potentially driving the price of power down. So it means if someone wants to make an investment in the power station, it's not going to be something that would pay off necessarily.
Yeah, well, we're trying to make that very clear to potential buyers. One of the very reasons why the grid is so saturated with power is because of the uptake of renewables. It's because of the solar panels that people have on their roof, and it's because they're opting for renewables from their energy company. And therefore, coal-generated power is not being able to find a market.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting point there. Do you see that there's a lot of renewable energy around Anglesey, you know, the township and all that type of thing?
Look, as you know, Australia has the largest uptake of solar, of rooftop solar panels in the world at the moment. And there's potential for renewable energy in a number of places along this coast. But as you know, the renewable energy target is being reviewed at the moment federally. And if that is knocked on the head, then you know it's in terms of investment for the renewable energy industry, it's a disaster.
So what's the outlook? I mean, you're saying that pretty much it would be if someone came and invested in the power station, became a buyer, and then converted into a coal mine or a power station providing power to the grid. I mean, how likely is it that that is going to go ahead?
Well, look, one of the problems that we have, Mitchell, is that there's nothing transparent about this process. We have no idea. The people of Anglesey haven't been consulted at all by Alcoa in their attempts to sell it, so we don't know what stage that they are in the process. Some inside connections that we have indicated that they have five potential buyers who have entered a second round of negotiations with the company, and two of those being significant overseas companies. So we're in the dark, really. Prior to the smelter closing, Alcoa had to apply to the Central Services Commission to actually get a license to supply directly to the grid. That went ahead without any consultation with the Anglesey community. And if a buyer does come in, then they'll have to renegotiate a new license. And again, there's been no indication that there be any consultation with the Anglesey community who are basically suffering from these emissions.
Now, I see in one of your media releases that there was a rally or a protest where I think 700 people attended. I mean, what's the feedback been from the Anglesey community? How willing have they been to get behind the cause?
They've been very willing. We've done our own surveying here in the town, Mitchell, and we've come up with figures of 82% of people are in support of shutting it down.
Right.
There's been Alcoa has done some good things for the community down here. They have put money into local sporting clubs and things like that. So there is a certain amount of allegiance to the company, but everybody now realises that company is going. They won't be here any longer. And there's no guarantee that any new company coming in would do the same in terms of supporting the community that Alcoa has done.
So Alcoa is pretty much irrelevant to the argument because it's about a new company and new identity,
right,
which is a great unknown.
Absolutely.
And we don't know what their track record is or anything
like
that. We
don't at all, no.
So, yeah, it's not exactly a clear and transparent process because it's a private sale and presumably they're negotiating between each other and
It is a private sale, but I think it's fair to say that the asset that they are drawing on belongs to the Victorian taxpayer. And so the state government does have a role in this process, and we think should be stepping in to, number one, ensure that the process is transparent, and number two, to make sure that there's a return for the Victorian taxpayer. And if there is simply not a place for electricity in the grid coming out of this power station, then there's no value in it for the taxpayer, and much better off with the mine being shut down, the power station decommissioned, and the entire site rehabilitated, which is what Alcoa has committed itself to doing when it signed its original lease.
Okay, so if people want to get behind your cause or get behind online or maybe come to one of your events, what do they need to do?
They can contact us online very easily, Surf Coast Air Action, either via our Facebook page or our website, or any one of the connected organisations who have been supporting us, including Environment Victoria and GetUp.
Yep, okay, absolutely fantastic. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Mitchell. Thanks for giving us the time.
It's a pleasure.